Members of the Williams Lake City Council met with members of the Siliguanayin National Government, TNG, on April 3 to discuss opportunities for collaboration. "It was a bit of an historic meeting," said Tribal Chair and Tialitinkix Chief and Joe Alphonse, noting it is a bit sad it has taken this long. "Great to see a change in approach to doing business," added Alphonse, who said across Canada, the regions doing well are ones where people work together. "I think the message was really loud and clear. I think they want to work together," Alphonse said of city leaders. "That's something that never would happen under previous leadership of this city," he said, noting each First Nation must be treated with respect. From the City of Williams Lake, Mayor Surinder Pal Raythor, Councillors Joan Flasbowler, Jasmine Lyons, Michael Moses and Scott Nelson, all attended the meeting. From the TNG, Tribal Chair and Tialitinkix Chief Joe Alphonse, Esdaila Chief Troy Baptiste, Tialeskix Chief Francis Lasseze, Yunzitin Chief Lennon Solomon, and Zeni Gwetin Councillor James Lulua Jr. all attended. The meeting at Williams Lake City Hall was to discuss future collaboration, joint economic opportunities and advancement of meaningful reconciliation between the city and TNG. "We had a pretty good discussion," said Mayor Surinder Pal Raythor, noting he was looking forward to continuing to build a strong working relationship. Raythor said the leaders hope to meet 2 to 3 times a year going forward and the atmosphere was very positive. Raythor admitted the controversy surrounding residential school denialism around the City of Quesnel mayor and his wife did come up. Raythor noted it is a focus of the current Williams Lake City Council's agenda to work together with all levels of government, which includes First Nations governments. "I can't undo what happened," said Raythor, referring to remarks in the past by the previous Williams Lake mayor which downplayed the impacts of the Indian residential school system. "The message being there's more than one nation here and it's a big region," said Alphonse, noting there are 6 Siliguanayin nations which help make up the more than 15 in the area. He said many of the natural resources the city depends on come from Siliguanayin territory and he hopes to see the contributions of TNG to the community acknowledged. This week, Raythor and the rest of Williams Lake Council will be voting on a motion to cancel the May 7, 2024 regular council meeting in order to attend Nenkai Nichi's Denny Wedley, Let's Live Indigenous, Canadian History through a Siliguanayin Lens event at the invitation of the TNG. Read more. Siliguanayin Nation aims for control of child and family services. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.